Do you know what you want to do in the future? If it is still vague, we can help you. In this podcast series, we'll be interviewing various college students and new grads who are pursuing careers in STEM, business, and more, to provide more exposure to what's out there beyond high school. If you are interested, keep on listening. I'm your host, Kevin Tall, and today we have our guest speaker named Kelly, who currently works as a consultant for Oliver Wyman. And today we're going to ask you a few questions, Kelly. Are you fine with that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
So my first question for you is, how about this? Let's give a little bit of background information. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh yeah, for sure. So hi everyone. As Kevin mentioned, my name is Kelly, and a little bit about myself. I grew up in Vancouver, went to high school in Vancouver, and then for college, I decided to go to the University of Toronto to study a mixture of finance and econ courses. And after graduation, I found my interests lie within an area called consulting. I can elaborate a bit more later on, but now I'm currently working as a consultant in Toronto. So yeah, that's a little bit about my background.
Do you like what you do? Like, do you like being a consultant? And like, why did you choose to become a consultant?
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of why I became a consultant and also like what I do as a consultant, I can maybe start with what this job is about. So consulting basically is a fancier way of saying you're helping companies solve complex issues in their companies. So this could be like internal problems, for example, maybe they need to find a way to structure organization, or it might be an external problem where they're trying to find a way to enter into new market. So when these CEOs have issues that are too complex for them to solve internally, they would outsource it to a consulting firm like Oliver Wyman to do the job for them. So that's what you do as a consultant, where you just basically go around helping companies solve their issues. In terms of whether or not I like consulting, I definitely think this is a super interesting area because you're able to work with companies ranging from like tech companies to healthcare companies to like private equity firms to companies that, you know, like do lottery, gaming, and just anything you could think of. Like all of these companies out there need help in some shape or form, and consultants are able to support them on that journey. So I think it's super interesting from that standpoint.
So just to make sure, like my understanding of this is if you want to be, or if you want to help a company or people who have like asked for your experiences and or services, so do you first have to have like a good understanding of what's going on beforehand, or are you like specifically tailored to your personal personal preferences? Like if you are excelling in marketing, will you be like given a marketing position, or like are you supposed to help with marketing, or should you have like a variety of like skill sets that will benefit you for this job?
Frankly speaking, you don't really need to have any prior experience. So for example, I'm currently helping a healthcare company in the US solve some problems by helping them reduce costs. I studied business and I grew up in Canada. So there really isn't any connection between me and also US healthcare, but here I am helping the C-suite team solve their problems. So what I'm trying to say is that there really isn't any kind of like barrier to entry due to your background. Instead, they're really much looking for people who have a strong willingness to learn, who are very curious, and who are analytical to solve these issues. However, though, like for example, if you studied, if you have a PhD in healthcare, like many of my colleagues or coworkers, right, then a lot of times their interests will lie within the healthcare space. So a lot of the people who are very senior on my team do have PhDs or like master's degrees somewhere that's related to like public health, to healthcare, to, you know, like biology or something like that, or like in those lines. So I would say that like if you want to become someone who's like an expert in healthcare, having that background is a nice to have, but it's definitely not mandatory for you to excel in those fields within consulting.
So were your interests back in high school also like econ and finance? Because as you stated previously, when you went to university at U of T, you talked about how you took courses within finance, econ.
So I'm not sure if this is the case for all the other high schools, but for me back then, finance was not an option. Like my school did not offer any finance courses or accounting courses. And the closest course to business was just economics. So I took that course very early on grade 10, trying to figure out what econ is about. And I think that this was definitely one of the most interesting courses that I took in high school, just because one, I liked the content, two, like my high school teacher was absolutely brilliant. And also three, I feel that the process of learning econ was very different from, for example, learning things like math, physics, chemistry, where it was a field that I've never really dabbled in before throughout high school or elementary school. So I think it was really interesting overall for me. I knew that econ was like only part of it, right? I wanted to learn something else beyond just the theoretical knowledge of econ. So that's why I wanted to just broaden my scope and pursue a business degree.
So your high school experiences truly helped you find your like desired major in college, right?
Definitely. I felt that like if I didn't take that econ course back in grade 10, I would have never known how interesting it is for me and how aligned it is to my interest. So I definitely say that like taking those courses of things that you're interested in would definitely be important, whether it's computer science, accounting, marketing, or just, like physics, right? Just take as many courses that sound interesting to you, and then through that process, you're able to find what you're truly passionate about afterwards.
Do you have any advice for younger students who are currently in high school in terms of like finding their passion and like preparing for university?
I would say that number one is to make sure that you are keeping an open mind. I think a lot of students in high school, they might just be pigeonholing themselves into one area and say that, you know what, I'm only going to be an engineer and that is all I will do. So they only take, for example, courses like physics, but they end up losing other things. For example, like not doing extracurriculars, not taking other courses, and not just exploring their interest. So I think it's really important to just be as open-minded as possible and try as many things as you can in high school because the stakes are very, very low for you to take another course during your early years. The second thing is that I think it's really important to do a lot of extracurriculars. So like I think you should take time to take, for example, like debate classes or extracurriculars, try to do robotics, try to do model UN, or just be part of a science club, badminton team, right? All of these things would be super helpful for you to find a group of friends that have similar passions as you, and also find your personal interests as well. So I think being actively involved with extracurriculars in high school is a huge part of improving your portfolio of activities and extracurriculars, which will thereby help you in college as well. I think the last thing is to make sure you're working very, very hard. So I think sometimes students would underestimate, the difficulty of courses and they don't do that well. But in the end, when you're applying to university, grades are one of the top priorities that the admissions office will be looking at, and then everything else falls after. So making sure you do well in school from an academic standpoint is also equally important.
Okay, well, that was an in-depth explanation, and I really appreciate that. But at the very end, you talked about like the workload and stuff like that. Can you tell us like what is like the biggest difference between high school versus university slash college life on workload alone?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that college is a beast. Don't underestimate it. I would say that back in high school, I thought I studied very hard, but when it turns out what I did in high school is like very minuscule compared to, what I had to do in college to keep up with the courses. I think the biggest thing is that in college, there's nobody chasing behind you for you to complete your homework, to study, to do your quizzes. Nobody is chasing after you to do that. So I think a really big part of doing well in college is to have a lot of discipline, and fulfilling your obligations as a student. So that might be, finishing your homework, studying in advance for a test, so you're not doing really badly in those things. Understand. I think when I was in high school, I took my econ course. The entire course though was like year long, but it was pretty much just covered in like 2, 3 weeks in college. So things are very, very fast paced. You need to make sure you're keeping up with everything. So I think that fast paced workload or the fast paced academic course though was something that was a huge difference for me. So don't underestimate college. Make sure you do have fun, but also make sure you're also on top of your work.
So, listeners, just be prepared for college. I'm pretty sure that's what Kelly is saying. And so then, We also talked previously, you went to U of T for your bachelor's degree. How was the community there? Were they welcoming? Were they very competitive? Were they open, closed?
I would say that it really varies from school to school and also from program to program. So as someone who's part of the rom-coms program, a lot of the business students are relatively social. They're very active. And I think that's part of business students just doing their thing, right? Where a lot of people are interested in presenting themselves, are interested in networking. So I think that people there are a lot more open and a lot more social. However, if you were in an engineering program, for example, then students would have a more rigorous workload and they'll spend a lot of time studying. And I think a lot of times engineers have different characteristics compared to business students. So I think there will be a difference in terms of the student profile on campus. However, I would definitely say though that for U of T at least, it was a very academic school. So I think the social life was not as, lively compared to other schools in Canada, such as Queen's, McGill, or Western Ontario, or Western University in Ontario. So it really depends on where you are and what the school is like. But I think overall, people in university can really vary. I think because there's so many students each year, it's not that hard to find your group of people because, everyone's so diverse and there's just so many more students compared to high school. I think back in high school, there's probably 100 students in my graduating class, but in college, there's 800 in my program alone. And across the entire school, there's thousands of new students every single year. So, don't be worried about not being able to make friends because the school's so big that there will definitely be someone that has some similar interests as you. So don't worry about that part of it.
That leads us into our next question, is it hard to make friends in college? And how did you meet your close friends within college?
So this is a really interesting story. So my closest friends right now, even after graduating, are the people that I met in September of my first year of college. And I would say that I also met all of them during my first week of school. And then we just became friends ever since for the past 4.5 years. I would say that making friends at college is not difficult, but you also need to be making sure you're making good friends that are not toxic, right? So you want to find people who are good and have similar interests as you. And I think the best way to do so would be to join clubs on campus. So for me, I was part of a club that was for students interested in finance, and all of my closest friends are from that club. So I would say that joining clubs is a really nice way of meeting people with similar interests. But also if you're, in a classroom talking to other people, I think it's also easy to meet people in a classroom setting as well, just because when everyone is new to this environment, everyone is very willing and excited to make new friends. So I think people are very open-minded to kind of form new relationships in the very beginning of the school year. So I think, September of your first year of college would definitely be the best time to make friends. But it doesn't mean that you can't find anyone later on, right? I think, there's different opportunities to make friends. There are different clubs, through classes, and even on your job, right? Through your internships, you're able to meet students from other schools and form lasting relationships. So I think overall, don't stress too much about not finding friends on campus. I think the main part here is to put yourself out there and tell people that, you're open and willing to start new friendships. So I think that's really important.
So joining clubs is a great way to meet friends or people with the same interests as you, right?
Yes, exactly. Whether that's through clubs in high school or through clubs in college, I think it's really important to stay active and find a community wherever you go.
So my final question is, what were your past internships and did your love for econ and finance drive this passion to a certain point where you wanted to invest a good long-term relationship with jobs applications regarding finance and econ?
So my first year summer, I did two things. So the first thing I did was research. So I started my own research project on entrepreneurship and also education to see if there's any kind of connection or correlation between those two. The second thing I did was actually work in a private equity boutique, which is like a very small firm that was trying to acquire like another smaller firm. So basically, like my job there was to help this my company find different like targets for them to acquire and buy. So that was kind of like my first professional job within finance. And that was also related to the things I studied. Afterwards, in my second year summer, I kept on, looking for opportunities and worked within a small investment bank. And in that internship, I managed to just apply skills I learned throughout college and also through some of my extracurriculars that allowed me to develop a deeper understanding about what it means to acquire a company or to help a client acquire a company. And then my third year summer, I actually worked at a Big Five investment bank called BMO. I think this is probably pretty familiar to many people here in Canada, but at BMO, I was doing technology investment banking. So I'm not sure if you guys heard of a term called IPO, which means to bring a company into the public market from like a private market and allow them to trade on the stock market. So that was what I did in the summer, helping two Canadian companies IPO and on the Toronto Stock Exchange. But then all of these experiences were all related to finance, and I realized that like finance is interesting, but I'm not too sure if I want to do it for my full-time career. So that's why I decided to pivot and transition to consulting, where I'm doing a more generalistic role within business rather than just purely finance. So I think in the end, like what I studied in university was really helpful and helped me find a lot of internships and also a lot of job opportunities. But in the end, I didn't pursue a career that was directly correlated to what I studied. And that's completely okay. Like even within my industry, there's people that study engineering that are doing like management consulting. There's people that have like a PhD in pharmacology, and they're like, you know what? I want to do consulting. And there's even people who were previously doctors that finished their residency and wanted to pursue a career within consulting within the healthcare sector. So all this is to say is that what you study is important, but it doesn't mean that you need to pursue a career in the field you study. It will just be kind of like an entry point towards, the real world of finding jobs and whatnot, but it's not the end of it all, at all.
Okay, perfect. Now that wraps up our interview for today. Personally, I learned a lot today regarding finance and econ, like your journey for this major and also your jobs. And so, Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I know you're super busy. We really appreciate all the insights and advice you shared for students like myself that are navigating high school and for the future as well.
Yeah, no worries at all. It was a pleasure to be here, Kevin, and wishing the best with your podcast.
Thank you so much. Now, that's the end of this podcast. And if you're interested in more career talks for high school students, follow for more content and see you next time. Thank you.